Oh, I'm in a dancey mood. Like, fucking dancey mood.
Dancy pants.
Hell yeah. I don't know what it is. That the theme music just always gets me grooving.
Oh, no. I think it's the allergy pill I took that makes me, it's making me loopy. It's helping. I haven't coughed yet since I've taken the
That's meds. Good. I was thinking about it actually earlier today. Like, I was going to ask you about it because I know that you were like, I've had respiratory problems for a while.
All my life.
But no, like I went back and listened to some old podcasts and I have a bunch of unedited files. It was never a problem.
No, so I understand that, but like, so sometimes my lungs will just act up during certain times of the year. Usually when it gets colder out. Or unless for some reason something actually happens to trigger it, such as getting sick, or pneumonia or whatever. I can't remember. Before I moved here, in the wintertime, back in Idaho, I had to go to the ER or like urgent care because of my lung issues.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I've done it once for an asthma attack.
I was at work and I was coughing so hard that like I had to take a break and I was like almost pissing my pants and throwing up because I was coughing so hard. And I took a break, went on break or whatever. I went to the bathroom and was just coughing and I couldn't fucking catch my breath. And my boss ended up coming in to the bathroom and she knew my shoes.
She knew your shoes?
Yeah, she knew my shoes.
Because she could see you in the bathroom?
Yeah, she knew I was in the bathroom because everyone around me was telling her like, you know, that I was coughing and I couldn't catch my breath. And like, I was coughing so much that they could hear my coughs on calls across the call center.
I had a similar story with sneezing. I was sneezing so much. And it was like the day after I came back from recovering from COVID. I had been back for one day. It was Tuesday. And I was sneezing so much that one of the managers came and asked me to go home.
I wouldn't fucking argue with that. I don't like working there.
I mean, I wouldn't have argued it at one. I did argue it actually because I really needed the money, but also I hadn't fallen into the pit of despair of working on the phones. That usually happens about 3 months in.
Yeah. That's the 90 day.
Yeah. As soon as you're done with your probationary period, they got you.
Yeah. But no, like I was trying to say that my boss came into the bathroom and she was basically telling me like, "Hey hon, we've been hearing you coughing for a while now, and we really do think that you need to go to a doctor, go to your urgent care, something, because we don't want, we're worried about you." They really liked me at that job. Like, actually, I've never had a job where they didn't like me.
I've never had a job where I felt valued. But I think that's mostly a self-esteem issue or maybe an imposter syndrome issue.
Well, that's because you just, like, no one really likes you.
Self-esteem issue is increasing.
I'm just kidding. I like picking on you.
If you haven't listened to the podcast yet.
I pick on you.
My name is Anthony.
And I'm a Jack.
This is Let's Watch Something, where it is 25% movie reviews and 75% Jack making fun of me.
That's about right.
Yeah. I did tell somebody like, "Oh yeah, Jack is like my best friend, but also kind of my only friend." And they said, that's really sad.
Hey, I am enough people I'm someone who has like multiple, I have a lot going on.
Can I make a fat joke, please?
Yes.
Of course you do. You take up multiple seats at the movie theater.
You know what?
Do you revoke it posthumously?
No, I think that's funny. I've not actually been to a theater in about 3 years, but last time I went to a movie theater, no, I saw Thor Ragnarok in theaters.
I do know of a place, like, this is no longer a fat joke, I know of a place that's fairly accommodating for large people.
Heck yeah!
It is AMC Movies. They have, like, really big recliner seats, but they're also double seats. Each seat, each pair of seats, the arm lifts up.
Pair of seats.
So, I would always go and reserve two tickets. I would buy two tickets, and I would lay my shit down beside me, lift up the armrest, and just, like, fucking cuddle up by myself.
Aw, that is the gayest thing I've ever heard, but I like it.
You want to know what's even more either gay or sad? That's the word. Sad. Embarrassing, one might say. Is I don't like sitting near people that I don't know when I'm at the movies. I like to be in my own space. So it was not uncommon for me to purchase four tickets and then cancel two of them and walk in with just two tickets so I can do that thing at AMC. Cause I worked like right next to a movie theater at Magic at the children's theater.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times when like Avengers Infinity War came out. I bought an entire row and asked if anyone wanted to go and they could pay me for it. Two people came and we had a row to ourselves. But yeah, I would get a refund on those unused seats.
Fancy pants.
Because they don't fucking quit. I just say, yeah, my friend didn't show up.
Aw, cute.
And they would almost never sell that seat.
Okay, that's cool.
I don't feel bad about ripping off a fucking multi-million dollar movie industry.
Yeah, fuck them.
Right?
Fuck them.
I did that TikTok where I said I condone stealing books. I feel the same way about like...
steal everything.
Yeah, like property theft is bullshit.
Don't steal from small businesses and like they're don't steal from the people who are actually trying to make money. Steal from big corporations.
Yeah, what's really funny is we haven't pirated anything for this podcast since Cats.
Oh, we didn't pirate Cat? Oh, we did pirate Cats?
Yeah, oh yeah, it hadn't released digitally yet.
Oh yeah.
But that was the one thing that we pirated, and I don't think anybody cares. But also, like, I enjoy quality mm-hmm. when I watch something, and usually the best way to get the high-quality shit is just to stream it legally or purchase it. Mm-hmm. But if you really don't give a shit, I watched the Monster Hunter movie like that. It was a pirated copy. I saw it in theaters. And then when I got home, like, a few weeks later, I was like, I want to watch that shit again. And I watched a pirated copy, and then it came out digitally. Anyway. speaking of ethically questionable shit.
Yeah.
This week on Let's Watch Something.
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. Based mean on the book girls. Queen Bees and Wannabes.
Yeah, I never read.
And I haven't read the book.
I don't read books.
You are, there's a word for that. You are functionally illiterate.
I suppose.
That is the word. You are able to read, but you don't. A lot of people are. Like, it's something like 75 to 80% of adults in America are functionally illiterate.
To be honest, I wish...
And like 30% of them are like illiterate.
Oof. I wish I had the attention span to read, to be honest. But like, I look at a page of words and I get overwhelmed.
Oh yeah, didn't I like... explain to you that is dyslexia?
Kind of, yeah.
I think it was like through text even.
Yeah.
Which is even funnier.
Like, I can look at a wall of text and like it all does blur together, but like I have to like separate it. Like, this is going to sound really weird. I close one eye.
Yeah, you have dyslexia.
What?
That is a thing we were taught.
To close one eye?
Close one eye and it helps you focus in.
Huh. What the fuck? What
like, the fuck? I was misdiagnosed because I needed glasses. And I was put in classes for people with dyslexia. And one of the things they taught us was close one eye and read one word at a time, and you're going to be able to, that'll help you focus.
Yeah, but that doesn't help me absorb information. That's what sucks.
Ah, the absorbing information is just an ADHD problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you this, even though I can't legally, like, diagnose you, I don't think there's, like, a legal qualification for that, but I'm going to say you have dyslexia, and now you can use this. Huh. My name is Jack. I put the fun in dysfunctional and the sex in dyslexia. It's a good one.
It's a dorky one.
Speaking of a good one,
I am a good one.
Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Back in 2004. I would have sworn it was earlier than that.
No.
Starring the Lindsay Lohan.
Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh gosh, that's it. Lohan girl, huh? Ooh. Oh no. It's my Midwestern. Gosh.
She plays the main girl, Katie.
It's Katie.
Katie Heron.
But everyone calls her Caddy anyway for some reason.
Yeah, it's kind of spelled that way.
It's cute. I don't know.
It's spelled C-A-D-Y.
Yeah, I don't get that. That's whatever.
Rachel McAdams as Regina George.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams was the Notebook girl.
The burn book.
No, she was in The Notebook. The movie The Notebook.
Oh, I've never seen it.
It's got, what's his Gosling?
What's his Gosling? That's even funnier considering that Gosling is a word for a baby goose.
Well, that's his name, right? Ryan Gosling. You know, the movie is fucking, I want you to watch it so that we can.
Bonus content?
I want to watch it. Yeah, I want to watch it so that we can discuss how terrible that movie is.
Yeah, because I feel like that's probably not going to be a full episode.
Well, it's.
I mean, this is.
It's a good.
Maybe it is.
It's supposed to be a romance, but if you look at it as from, like, a different perspective, it's just fucking creepy stalker behavior.
Oh, yeah.
It's super creepy. I don't know. I don't like things like that. Like, I'm kind of like, I knew someone who had, like, 8 different Facebook profiles because every time I blocked one, he started a new one. So he tried to contact me, you know, kind of shit.
This does remind me of the quote from Penn Jillette when he was debating an atheist.
Uh-huh.
Who but said, "How do you atheist. Prove? How do you prove?" Oh, he was debating a theist. Sorry. Ew. Who said, "How do you prove love without God?" And Penn Jillette says, "It's easy to prove love because love without proof is not love. That is stalking."
I don't get it, but okay.
Anywho's it.
You.
you.
Yeah, you.
You. Gretchen Wieners. Mean Girls, it on its face is the New Girl in School story. Like a fucking Disney Channel ass.
Yeah.
New Girl moves from Africa. Wacky hijinks. Right?
Hijinks ensue.
But it's not.
It's not, but it is, but it's not, but it is, but it's not.
It is, but it isn't, which is probably the best critique you could ever give for any movie. Like, that movie, isn't that a romance? It is, but it isn't. Because you're basically saying it is, but it doesn't fit within those constraints that make it that. It doesn't follow those tropes. It subverts expectations, which makes it more interesting, more exciting to watch.
Yeah. That.
That. I love the opening. Because it's the parents, like, giving her the bag of the lunch. Here's her lunch.
You think that it's going to be for, like, a little kid, right?
Yeah, a little buddy. But no, it's grown-ass teenager.
Yeah. She's a goddamn teenager.
She's a goddamn teenager her way to, like,
high school.
Like, as a junior or a freshman? Sophomore? Senior?
I don't know.
High school.
I think it was sophomore. I think she's sophomore because the next year she was a junior.
That's right. And she's going in for her first year. She was homeschooled. She spent 12 years living in Africa with her zoologist parents.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Which is Anna Gasteyer, who you would know from Saturday Night Live, older seasons. And the dude, I don't know his name.
Neil Flynn.
Yeah.
As Chip Heron.
Oh, jeebus. He is janitor.
Yeah, the janitor that...
He's just that's his name, janitor from Scrubs.
Minor note of how they wrote the janitor to not exist in the first season because they wanted it to be a twist. In case the show turned out bad, they could write a finale where it was all JD's hallucination.
Oh, God.
But it ended up running for like 12 seasons.
I honestly love that fucking show. I stand it. I stand it. Sorry. Absolutely.
Katie is starting her first day of real school.
Mm-hmm.
She goes in and she's really nervous. She talks to a tall girl and says, "Hey, I don't know if anyone told you about me." And her response is basically, "Get the fuck out of my face.
The fuck are you? What is this bullshit?"
But the funny thing is that she was a taller girl wearing fucking
old lady clothes.
She dressed like a teacher. She had like a fucking patchwork sweater and a skirt.
It was ugly.
Yeah. She sits down and starts making out with a dude half her fucking size.
Yeah, it's so gross.
And you were all like, "Ew, they're kissing." And I was like, "That's basically what high school was."
I was like, "I don't recall anything like that."
I recall people fucking snogging.
Snogging. You just went full Brit.
To quote Onion, there are only two genders that can say the C word. Women and British. Oi, ya cunt.
I like that word. I want to get that word tattooed on me somewhere.
Ooh.
But not where you'd think.
I mean, I did have a thought, but I'd like to hear where you want it now.
Inside my belly button.
Inside? Oh, because you have the little whoop.
Don't talk about my bloop.
You got your little bloop. You can just like flip it up when someone's being a dick.
Cunt. That's actually great. I love it. Now I can do it on my apron.
Your apron?
My lower deck.
Your chalupa?
I love it, chalupa.
I got that word from you.
Can't have a larger upper pussy area. But this is not a chalupa. This is not a fupa. Everybody thinks that this is a fupa, but that is not the right, that is not the term. This is an apron. That is a belly apron. Anything that's sagging from the belly that hangs down is called a belly apron. And you got one of those? No, a little bit. Not really. It's mostly women have the saggy belly aprons. But the fupa is literally the pubic mound. It's shaped kind of like a scone. Or
like a scone?
Like a triangle.
Like an empanada.
I don't know. Are empanadas kind of rounded off triangles?
They can be.
Okay.
They can also be like half circles, depends on where you get them. Anywho's, this has been the Body Positivity Corner with Jack.
Yeah. Fucking.
Well, not so much positivity, just like body anatomy lesson.
And yeah, chalupas.
Fat Emily. A fatomy. I think that's the best we're going to get.
Fanatomy.
Fat anatomy.
Fat anatomy. I quit.
Yeah, thanks.
Words are hard.
Katie sits down. Well, doesn't sit down. She can't find a fucking seat because all of them are taken. She meets motherfucking
Janice. Janice and Damien,
the coolest fucking side characters ever.
Seriously, they're like, my favorite.
Like, goddamn it. Janice is a cool goth girl who has like the skinny on everybody, which is funny when you think about it. And Damien, who is, quote, almost too gay to function.
I love him.
Which is probably very telling, because when I was in high school and we saw this movie nearly every year, that was me.
You were Damien?
I was Damien. I think I still am Damien, honestly.
You absolutely are Damien.
Yeah. Well, of course, now we know that I'm fucking Katie because she doesn't know anything.
Yeah, she does. She's like an alien.
Yeah. She comes from another world.
At least she has an excuse.
Yeah.
She was isolated from society in the wilderness of Africa for majority of her life. What's your excuse?
My excuse is I'm probably on the autism spectrum and you should probably be nicer to me. Those are two completely different statements, by the way. They have nothing to do with each other. Just in general, you should be nicer to me. Because I control your voice.
Do you?
Yeah. I do. Hey, Jack, do you support the Nazi party?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to insert a little, yeah.
You're a dickhead.
Danny Huzitz.
Don't you fucking make me, don't you make me sound racist and horrible. I'll sue you for slander.
It's not slander if it's, well, yeah, it is.
It's
then.
Libel when it's written.
I think it's defamation, technically.
Defamation is slander. I didn't say it. It is defamation of character because you're ruining my character. I'm not a bad person.
Yeah, but you're playing a character.
I'll beat you with this.
With this water bottle?
I'll hit you with my water.
So what's funny about this is Mean Girls is entirely a look at how not just women, but like high school students treat each other, how they talk behind their backs, and how rumors and gossip spread. It's all basically like a cautionary tale. And it's all supposed to be about fucking what's her tits. It's all supposed to be about Regina George being the queen bee who everybody secretly hates but pretends is the best. She's the popular girl.
Oh, everybody wants to... Like, I was never that kid. Like, I had friends who wanted to be popular. And I was just like, why? Who cares? Like, I don't understand what's wrong with me. But, like, I guess maybe because, like, I have no, like, competition. Like, or right. Competitiveness inside me.
I think I'm the same way. I never wanted to be popular. I just needed at least one person to talk to. And preferably no more than two.
I'm going to admit, I had quite a bit of friends growing up. Like, a lot. And I kind of would consider myself popular. But, like... When you're popular in a farm town, like, how... Like, what is that even...
Like, were you the one who drove the tractor to school?
Excuse me, no, I lived in town, okay? I was a townie. I didn't have to
drive. Did that ever happen, though?
So every once in a while, there would be, like, where there would be, like, the dad would drive the tractor through the drop-off to drop the kids off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So it did. It would happen.
Like, once in a great while, if the dad, like, okay, like, if they're running, like, late or whatever, I don't know. I didn't hang out with my
maybe they were running late because they were on a tractor that only goes, like, 15 miles an hour.
They didn't live that. I mean, they had a lot of farmland. Lot of farmland. But they didn't live that far out of town. And the school was kind of like if you were going out of town. Like, in on the way out of town. Like, so, like, you could hit it going in or coming out.
You could hit it from the front or the back?
Yeah. It's just weird. I lived directly, like, in the center of the town, practically. So, like, I lived, like, 3 blocks away from the school, so I just... Or, like, more like 5.
See, that's funny. Like, I never lived in a small area.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no such thing as, like, outside of town. Like, still, there's no, like, outside of town. The town we live in is fucking huge.
Yeah, no, it's a city.
Yeah, if you went to, like, one end, like, the highway on one end and drove straight across, no traffic, it would take you, like, 35 minutes.
Yeah, and where I grew up, like, driving 35 minutes puts you in three, gets you past 3 different towns.
Towns? How far was it to another state?
Another state?
Yeah.
Well, I lived in, like, okay, so here's Michigan.
Oh, here we go again.
Like, I live right here.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you were, like, up against the lakes.
Well, just this one.
Just this one?
Lake Huron.
I like that you gesture with the thumb that you're showing me the Michigan on. Just this one.
I lived on the Saginaw Bay.
So you were, like, relatively far from a state line.
I was pretty far from any states other than... Michigan.
But it was not uncommon because you did say that there was like it was like a SeaWorld type of place you used to go to.
That was in Ohio.
Which is in another state. We don't do that around here.
Yeah.
It is a 13-hour drive if there's traffic. 10 to 12 hours depending on which way you go,
like, it would be
to get out of Texas.
It'd be like a 6-hour drive to get to like Ohio.
Yeah, a 6-hour drive would put you comfortably like just outside of Houston.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like,
remember? Six to Louisiana?
Yeah.
That's no way.
It's not that far.
You? Oh, that's right. You did drive it recently. Damn. Mm-hmm. Shut me the hell up.
Yeah, shut you the hell up.
The problem is I want to get out of the South.
Yeah, I do too. I fucking hate the South. Uh-huh.
Hey, it's my turn to do that.
Uh-huh. Adjust.
So they come up with an idea. There was an idea. Janice convinces Katie to join the Plastics, which are the Regina, Gretchen, and third one.
Karen, which is funny that her name is Karen.
I am not on the page I was on before.
Yeah, that's okay. Nobody cares.
They give her... Gretchen compliments her fucking wristband, her bracelet, which was like a... Which was like an African little thingy.
No.
That her mom gave her.
No, made for her. It wasn't Gretchen. It was Regina.
God damn it. I'm getting the girls' names mixed up. Yeah. Regina compliments her little thing and says, oh, it's so cool.
And then Gretchen goes, it's so fetch.
So fetch.
And then.
This is a very memeable movie.
Yeah. It really is. Besides Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite, I feel like, is memeable, but I don't see many memes.
So good.
It has potential, but there are two memes from Mean Girls that I see all the time, which are...
On Wednesdays, we
there's are three. Pink. There's three, actually. There is the So You Agree meme.
Oh.
There is the Stop Trying to Make Blank Happen.
Oh, yeah.
And She Doesn't Even Go Here. Those are the three memes I see all the time.
There's more to it, but there's more. I know there's more.
There has to be, but those are the three that I see all the time.
Yeah.
She decides, like, to jump in, and the movie fucking moves. Mm-hmm. She goes from the weird girl to assimilating into not just normal school life, but...
Girl life. Oh, God.
She gets a crush on a boy.
What?
She gets a crush on a boy.
Oh.
Aaron.
Oh, yeah. I don't like
who
that.
Is apparently Regina's ex.
Oh, yeah, he's got a butt chin.
And, like, it is all fucking superstitial stuff.
Superficial.
God damn, I'm an idiot. Oh, boy, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you are. It's right. Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what I meant, though?
No.
Superficial.
Superstitious.
Very superficial. Oh. Writing in a book.
Shh. Words.
Fucking Amy Poehler plays Regina's mom.
With the fucking nipples.
With the nipples.
Ugh. The dog chewing on her nipples.
See, I don't remember that clip.
I do.
That was awkward. So the other two girls that hang out around Regina are Gretchen Wieners, who is not very smart.
No, Gretchen is the one with the big hair.
And Karen Smith, who is not very smart.
She's the not very smart one, yeah.
They're both also not very smart.
No, Gretchen is kind of smart. She knows shit.
She does. She's the keeper of knowledge.
She's...
If you think about it.
She is.
She's the keeper of knowledge.
Because her hair is so big because it's full of secrets.
And what's her fucking tits? Probably shouldn't say that when I'm talking about a movie about high school girls. What's her fucking ovaries?
What's her balls?
What's her balls? Katie is reporting back to
Janice.
Janice, thank you.
God, you're bad at everything.
I'm really
you?
Fucking bad. I'm bad at the names, but I got the details okay. Mm. Even the details aren't great. Mm. She's reporting back with all these details. And suddenly Regina just like snipes the boy that she likes.
Yeah.
Just like fucking takes Aaron back just because she likes him.
Yeah. She fucking bitch.
And so then on Halloween night, they concoct a plan, a plan to take Regina down, which is comprised of three parts. Ruin her boy toy.
Ruin her body.
Ruin her quote hot body, which is, I think that's very progressive of this movie because it was saying that hot was a subjective term. She believed that her body was hot. They wanted to ruin her perception of her body, not just like what everybody saw of her, because nobody gave a shit that she put on a few pounds. Nobody was even talking about it, but she cared, which probably makes it more fucking psychotic and manipulative when you really think about it. And then her army of skanks, which is a fucking great phrase.
I wish I had an army of skanks.
That she has a, she's got a burn book with bad shit written about everybody in it.
Fucking rude.
And she does not admit what it said about Janice.
Oh yeah.
Which I thought was like a very interesting ethical question. I believe that, this, like I swear to fucking God, we watched this movie in class a lot, and it was used in our psychology class. And I believe we took a test on this fucking movie.
Oh God.
And it was not like a subjective right or wrong answer. It is the ethical question of if someone was saying something bad about your friend that would really upset them, would you tell them that? Would you have told Janice that she was called a slur in the burn book?
See, for me, it's as if
it's not an easy question, right?
This is hard. Okay. For me, if I were in Janice's shoes, if it were people I don't give a fuck about, no, don't tell me, I don't care.
Right. But the other thing is, if it
were my friends and they were people who I thought cared about me, talking shit about me, then yes, tell me.
The other interesting thing is that there were things inside of the burn book that were just rumors spread around towards the end of the movie when everyone's going fucking animalistic. Someone says, oh my God, you told somebody? Which meant that didn't come from Regina making things up. That came from the grapevine.
Yeah.
So it's all the question of like, who knows? Would Janice care? Would you feel comfortable? Like if it was somebody that, if it was like your actual best friend, which I guess is me, saying something horrible about you, which I guess is true. Would you want your friend, which is also me, to tell you?
So
I've walked myself into a corner.
If you're talking shit, do I want you to tell me?
Well, the trick here is that I'm talking shit to you about you. I'm talking shit about you to you.
I mean, I'm
very upfront.
I do it to you.
Exactly. We do it to each other.
Yeah, we're buddies.
Yeah. If I were saying, if someone, well, I guess I'm putting myself in a fucking awkward spot. If I were saying the shit I say to you.
To other people?
To people at work. Would you want the people at work to then tell you this is what Anthony is saying about you?
I don't want them to talk. I don't want them to contact me.
Okay, but imagine that you still worked there.
Okay, like if Frank, because I don't know if he listens to us. I love Frank. He's so cool.
Frank, if you listen.
If you listen, I don't.
I see your mohawk. I see your faux hawk or whatever it is.
It's a mohawk. It's kind of a...
I haven't, I'll be honest, Frank, really? I haven't looked very close at it. I just see the colors.
He's fun. He's really cool.
He seems cool. I see your cool hair walking past every
couple. And the buttons.
I see you walk past every once in a while. And the
buttons?
Yes, I see the buttons.
His buttons are cool. Isn't that weird? Like, I just love his buttons.
What I'm getting at, though, is that, like, Mean Girls, fucking Mean Girls, fucking teen-ass comedy from the early 2000s has prescient questions that we can be asking ourselves. That as friends, how should we communicate these things? Because, yeah, what happens in the movie is very unrealistic. It goes a lot farther than it would farther in real life. But the base question being, would you want your friend to tell you something if someone else was saying something bad about you? And like,
personally, no, I don't care.
I think I would, but I don't know who's talking behind my back, because when I don't have object permanence.
Because you don't understand, you don't know, like, oh, Stacy, blah, blah, blah. Oh, who's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in your such and such class. Yeah, who's that?
Yeah, that's me.
She sits, like, right next to you. Yeah, who's that?
I really got to commend that this movie has amazing pacing. It does, like, it does a lot in the little time that it has. It's a pretty short movie. We've watched a lot of movies on this podcast so far.
Yeah, we have.
And sometimes the pace fucking drags.
Yeah, I didn't fall asleep in this movie.
Right. But you almost did.
It was the very end. It was the very end, and it's because of allergy meds.
You're also almost falling asleep during the podcast.
I am on allergy meds.
Yeah, I know.
I need help with my lungs.
Yeah, you should get help with your lungs. Are you gonna
pay?
No.
For my treatment?
No.
My nebulizer?
Nah.
With the albuterol?
I have some.
You do? Albuterol sulfate?
It's probably expired, but it doesn't go bad. It just becomes slightly less effective.
Huh.
So I have some.
Yeah, but that's for you.
I mean, I haven't needed it in a long time.
Do you ever think that you... Okay. I don't know if that's real wood. Ew! That's not real wood either.
No, it's not.
God, no. Kill me.
What I'm saying, though, is...
Wait, why did it make a knocking sound when you did that?
I think I ruptured a testicle.
Textical?
Textical. What I'm trying to say, though, is...
Why did it sound like so...
Like the fabric is taut.
Oh, I was concerned because it sounded very not. Why?
Very not.
Very. It sounded very not squishy. And when I think of any sort of male genitalia, I just think of like
squishy.
Squishy. Do you ever play with like silly putty?
Yeah.
Did you just fart?
Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
I had nothing, I guess.
Anyway, what I'm trying to get back to my point.
Yes, point.
There are movies that are like 2 hours long that fly by. There are movies that are 90 minutes long that drag. What's interesting is the movie feels so well paced. It doesn't just zoom by. It feels kind of long, but enough happens that keeps you engaged. And engaged about fucking high school drama.
Oh, be quiet, you.
I'm praising this movie, okay? God damn it. Uh-huh. Like, if you could watch any goddamn Disney Channel show, fucking Boy Meets World, Ned's Declassified.
Ned's Declassified isn't Disney. Nickelodeon, you
fool. It is?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though. Like, a school-based drama. And...
Ned's Declassified is aimed towards younger audiences. This right. is aimed a little higher.
It is. But like my point is that it's engaging. It's very engaging. It's interesting. It's easy, funny.
It's easy for an adult to watch this and not feel like...
Not feel out of the loop.
It doesn't feel like you're watching a teen movie. It feels like an adult movie that happens to
brown
start...
Brown chicken, brown girl.
Not like that. Like it's
a general audience movie.
Yeah.
You know what they call it? A four quadrant.
What is that?
Project.
Mean?
When you're making a product or a project or a show or a movie or anything for marketing or for like investors, you say this is targeting boys under the age of 18 or girls over the age of 18. You have over under adults, kids, male, female. A four quadrant thing is going to appeal to all four. And I feel like Mean Girls kind of does that. Kind of does that. Well, I'm talking as a non-binary fucking asshat. I enjoyed this movie. I'm not on the quadrants.
Okay. Here's the thing though.
X equals zero.
Shh.
That's me. Okay.
I was trying to get your attention.
I'm the weasel.
Shut up. Anyway, no, I promise you, unless you can convince the guy to watch it with you, guys aren't going to go out of their way to see this.
I guess you're right.
Like, just most normal guys are not going to go out of their way to see this because, girls.
Oh, it's a Lindsay Lohan movie.
Cis men.
They like the weirdest fucking shit.
They're so fucking lame.
Like they're like, I want to watch muscle dudes play with a ball.
Why are they so gay?
They're fucking gay.
Like, cishet dudes are the gayest dudes. They're so straight that they're gay. And it's funny as shit because they're like, oh, I'm so straight. I just want to watch oiled up, muscly dudes wrestle with each other and fight and bleed. And maybe kiss. Maybe kiss.
Maybe the kiss. You can see one's got a boner. It's pretty hot. This is bigger than mine. I hate this. Fucking hate this. That's men in a nutshell.
Right? I don't get why they're so, like, men. Ugh. Why men?
The plan against Regina starts really fucking taking off when they get Gretchen Wieners to crack.
Yeah.
By handing out a candy cane to all of the plastics except for her, signing it by her name.
Regina's
name. So it looks like Gretchen did not receive a thing.
Candy cane.
Then at the Christmas talent show, the winter talent show, fucking PC police.
Stop.
I'm doing a bit. I'm sorry. That was in very poor taste.
Yeah.
The fucking winter talent show.
Your attitude when you say that, though, doesn't feel like you're doing a bit. The attitude when you're saying it means like, I love Christmas. If Christmas were a human, I'd suck its dick and lick its asshole. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. So the winter talent show comes around. First off, fucking Kevin G.
Oh, Kevin G.
He does his fucking rap bit that gets stopped halfway through.
Oh, you suck at MC. God damn, ain't got nothing on me. Oh, I fucking hate him.
Talks about banging a girl on the bathroom floor.
Like, really? That's not appropriate for school.
No. And Damien sings his little number.
I am beautiful, no matter what they say.
Tells the fucking teacher on the piano, don't look at me.
Well, no, because that's actually part of the song.
Really?
At the very beginning, if you watch the music video, Christina Aguilera whispers, don't look at me. Cause,
oh my god, that makes it so much funnier. I just spit all over myself.
Good job, stupid.
The plastics go out for their
jingle bell.
And they also talk more about how Janice used to be one of them. She used to be Regina's best friend in middle school. And she was the one that came up with the choreography for the Jingle Bell Rocks bit.
Apparently.
There's some fucking animosity going on. Just the natural tension between the perceived tension, really, with Regina having Gretchen and Katie switch places, throwing off the dance, which is kind of mean to spring on them at the last minute.
Yeah, but the two tallest, I agree, should be in the middle.
Yeah. So it does seem like from the outside that she is literally just doing the two tallest in the middle, but really, in the moment, it feels like Regina is doing another spiteful thing against Gretchen.
Yeah. But, like, the thing is, like, Regina's such a bad person that, like, Gretchen wouldn't put it past her to be like that. And that's sad.
Oh, no. They all know it.
Yeah.
They all know that she's a bad person. They all know how shitty that they all act to each other.
Which sucks. Well, no, I don't think Karen realizes it.
No, she doesn't.
She's actually just, like, she's like a sweet little dum-dum. Like, she's like a golden retriever.
They just needed a third.
She's a vacant fucking... She's got like the dum-dum
she's
stare.
She's a warm body.
She's got the dum-dum stare down perfectly. Like, the vacant
eyes. On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Like, she looks like a fucking goldfish. Just like dead-eyed.
And I did tell you, on Wednesdays, we wear pink. Has the same energy as... We eat the pies, and then we go home.
No, strawberries are red.
Oh, fuck.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Now, if you want to see... Okay, let's run down the list of movies that, like, we recommend as a podcast.
Oh,
so far, it's... to Wong Fu.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of gay movies.
And Cabin in the Woods.
Hey, fuck you. Hedwig.
Hedwig is also up there. And now,
wait, do we have to agree? It's like five. We have to agree 5 stars.
I think the
recommendation.
I think the double 5-star is the recommendation. Honestly, I think that Hedwig does belong up there, despite me giving it a 4 back then, because I didn't understand that I was non-binary, and now I do. And now I do, and so I can posthumously give it a 5.
Have you rewatched it since?
No, I would fall the fuck apart.
Do it. Let it happen.
Yeah. So then Gretchen starts spilling the beans, the Franks and Weenies, about her cheating on Aaron.
A bunch of fucking secrets.
Oh yeah, a bunch of secrets. Bunch of little secrets. The one that she could use was that she was cheating on Aaron with a dude in the projection room.
Yeah.
So they start fucking obviously trying to get Aaron to go to the projection booth. And it's super fucking awkward.
Yeah.
Because it's like, swimming practice will be held in the projection booth in the auditorium. Oh my God, someone stole my purse. He's going to the projection booth in the auditorium.
Yeah.
And just having him chase him and almost catching her, but also catching the coach.
Ugh. Oh, so awkward.
I honestly think, like, if I could change one thing about this movie,
it would be the
coach being a pedophile.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if that weren't here, it would be like, if that being there, that existing in the movie does not benefit anything.
Yeah.
They use it as a way to say, like, because the teacher says, I'm a pusher. I push people. I'm pushing you. And so Katie in her fucking catty rage. Oh, hey.
Yep.
This movie's smart. Katie in her catty rage. They call her catty throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Katie in her catty rage writes in the burn book that the teacher is a drug pusher that sells drugs to children. And so when all the shit hits the fan, they're like, well, the allegations about the coach making out with these 2 students were true. So now we have to investigate. Well, you would probably investigate the drug allegations anyway, right?
I don't know.
Well,
we
did have a teacher fired for selling beer to students.
Damn it. That sounds like a cool dude or chick.
Yeah, she was the theater teacher at Kennedy, and when they fired her, they did not replace her, so they just didn't have a theater department at that high school anymore.
Can we just have bonus content where we're just making fucking random noises for like a minute?
One of them is going to be me telling my joke.
Oh, fuck no.
So suddenly, oh, and also Katie,
pay for that.
Katie is feeding Regina those fucking weight gain bars. Yeah, like stuff that's going to make her gain weight instead of her goal of losing 3 pounds.
I need to lose 3 pounds. And then she stares at them until they tell her.
No. Oh, no. What? Oh, shit. There are 2 things I would change. There's a scene where when Katie is like integrated into the plastics.
Uh-huh.
To the point where she becomes one. She's gone too far.
Okay.
And then Regina like compliments somebody. I believe it's after the
is it the skirt?
Yeah, she compliments the skirt. The
vintage skirt.
She compliments the vintage skirt, and as she walks away, she says, "That's the ugliest fucking skirt I've seen in my entire life."
Effing.
That's right, because it's a PG-13 movie. Mm-hmm. It flashbacks to when Regina was complimenting
her bracelet,
Katie's bracelet. Uh-huh. And I feel like it was a little too obvious. And I think that little flashback could have been just like snipped away because Katie was like putting it together that Regina's a bad person, never liked her, and is just a shit person and overall that does whatever she can to make other people feel worse about themselves because she can't feel better about herself. And that little flashback that happens there, it doesn't hurt the movie by being there. I just feel like it should respect the audience just a little bit more by taking it out.
Don't say even
it's
that.
Like, it's
that.
Literally a half second flash of, oh my God, this is so beautiful. Where'd you get it?
Well, it's, I think that some people, okay. You know what?
You know what?
This is going to be some problems for you. How is it that you can pick up so much from movies, but not people?
Because I've seen this movie before.
Okay, but movies. You muted. Oh.
Sorry.
I'm just curious, because I'm, like, really confused by that.
Well, I can rewatch a movie.
You can't rewatch real life?
No. I wish I could. That's why I'll ask.
That's what memories are, dum-dum.
Yeah, but
you don't have memories.
We've discussed that I have that aphasia, whatever it's called.
I don't know.
Where you can't perceive images in your mind. Like, I have that to a degree. It's not bad.
I have such a vivid imagination.
Here is the test, and here is where I realized that I do have it, but it's not great.
What?
It's not serious. Well, I guess it's not life-threatening. There's no fucking seriously bad version of it. Uh-huh. Okay, picture three balls in your head sitting in a row.
Three balls?
Yes.
What kind of balls?
Just three balls, sitting in a row. Okay?
Do they have to be the same size?
They can be.
What if I want a basketball, a baseball, and a soccer ball?
Okay, just picture three balls in your head.
It doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay, let me know when you got it.
Okay, I already had it when I had the basketball, baseball, and a soccer ball.
What color are they?
The basketball's orange and black with the stripes. The baseball is white and it's got the red stitching. And the soccer ball is white and black. Why?
They were not colors for me.
Huh.
I was like, picture three balls. Okay, there are three balls. What color are they? Well, you didn't tell me to make them a color.
Well, that's why I was asking, like, more...
More specific details?
Yeah.
But you had a color in mind.
I had the balls in mind, and then the colors came with the balls.
I closed my eyes, and I'm like, there are three balls.
Did you just see three... Three shapes.
Three shapes.
Three orbs.
Three orbs. Free floating in my face.
So for me, like when I could have pictured a football.
You could have.
You know, because you didn't specify what kind of balls.
Right, because it's not supposed to be that kind of test. It's like a quick think of.
Those are the balls that came to my mind.
Those are the balls that came to my mouth.
Ew. Bleh.
So, Katie throws a party. Invites.
I was having fun with this discussion.
I'm trying to get the plot moving.
I guess.
Katie throws a party at her house and invites a few people. She gets
supposed
chips
to be
and crackers,
people.
Cheese and crackers for eight people. And it turns out that fucking
the
Gretchen and Karen
school.
Told everybody.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That would have pissed me off and I would have told them all to leave.
Me too. Me the fuck too. Because she did this to get time alone with Aaron. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why. And then suddenly at this party, they can't find each other until she's just nervously drinking all night out of red Solo cups, which is what movies do when they don't want to depict underage drinking. Yeah. I have dyslexia of the mouth.
Yuck.
Yuck. And Regina shows up and is like, I can't believe she didn't fucking invite me. And then she fucking finds out. About the big lie that the bars are not weight loss bars,
but they are gain.
Weight gain bars, and that the fucking party was specifically chosen to not invite her, and so she goes off on a fucking tirade, but not before she fucking throws up on Aaron's lap, which was probably fucking awkward.
Yeah.
So she ruins her fucking chances. She also comes clean to him because she was purposely failing math, even though she's good at it, to spend time with him in tutoring.
Yeah, girls are dumb.
And he fucking calls her out on it. He's like, you shouldn't have been doing that. If you wanted to hang out with me, you should have just hung out with me.
Exactly.
You know, treat him like a person and not an object. And she even says, like, Regina treated you like you were her property. And again, wow, this movie really does flip the script on that, treating the man as if he is her property. Wow. Because of how she acts, how Regina acts, not specifically because she was a bad person. Like, I'm not saying... like
she is a bad person.
She's a bad person. She treats him like an object. This is definitely showing, like, how love interests get treated in movies, and also how that's not fucking okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, like, there's always the fucking trophy woman in a movie. Like,
yeah.
If I do this, then the girl will love me.
Yeah, that's gross.
And this movie fucking did that, but then he got to fucking respond to that sentiment.
Yeah.
And he fucking walked away, which he should have, because that was a shitty thing for both of those girls to do.
Yeah.
Right?
He ends up coming back, though.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
In the end.
Which is always, like, it's... that's just...
yeah.
It just happens.
When she unlearns the toxic behavior that she learned from the plastics.
Which is hard to do, by the way.
Yeah.
Unlearning toxic behavior is really hard.
I'm sure it is.
I've spent a lot of years in therapy, and I probably still have... should probably have stayed, but, you know, I don't have insurance.
I try really hard to not do shitty things. And it doesn't always work.
I just try to be honest. Even if it is shitty.
So
I need honesty, even if it's... like, I try to be nice about it, usually. But even if it's shitty, I still believe honesty is the best policy.
In a very awesome twist, Regina is just fucking shrieking. Like, she realizes that she's been played.
Yeah.
That everything that's happened that's gone wrong was entirely because of Katie. So she's just ripping pictures down and cuts pictures in half and cuts her out and writes in the burn book that she is, this is the most vile, et cetera, et cetera, fugly bitch, and fucking glues the picture in, and it's her picture. Because revenge is a dish best served in a convoluted manner. She turns it in and says, look what someone wrote about me and everybody else.
Yeah.
And there's only three people that aren't in it. Gretchen, Karen, and Katie. And so they get called into the office, but while the principal is fucking talking to them, she's got photocopies of the burn book and is just dumping them all over the fucking place. Are you distracted?
I was just looking at your shoes because they don't look like they match.
I see what you're getting at. There's blue on the back there, and that's white and red.
That looks orange, but I mean, orange? Could be red.
It's red.
Okay, that looks like a faded red.
Oh, shit. How did I forget to mention?
I'm sorry.
Katie had grown up in Africa, so she thinks a lot in, like, oh, this is how it works in the jungle, even though she didn't live in the fucking jungle. And the students will act out shit animalistically with roars, and it'll be funny. Rawr, tackle a bitch, scratching. And it's like, oh, there's animal sound effects. Tackle a bitch.
Oh.
Scratching.
I heard taco bitch
first. Taco bitch.
I was like,
that's me on Tuesdays.
I want that to be my superhero name, Taco Bitch.
And suddenly, when the burn book is just fucking copied and thrown all over the place, pandemonium happens. And it's not going away. It's what she had fantasized, like her daydreams were, but it was real. The principal grabs a fucking baseball bat.
I love this.
Hits the fire alarm and has them join in the auditorium, in the gymnasium.
Uh-huh.
And is like, we need to fucking talk.
That's like my dad. No, I'm kidding.
And it's again, like, the idea of, we're not going to solve the problems in a single afternoon of touchy-feely stuff. Watching this movie growing up, I felt that, like, this is not a good resolution to this story of just like, oh my God, now everybody feels better. No.
It's just kind of hashing shit out at first. Like,
yeah, Katie's not able to fucking come clean. She fucking skips the line of telling truth.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly...
It's not really the resolution to me.
Like, no, it's not. It feels like it's going to be.
Yeah, it feels like this is the setup to where it's supposed to be the resolution, but it's...
But it twists.
It's, yeah.
Janice jumps up on the fucking truth-telling part, and it's like, here's my apology, and then fucking unloads on Regina, saying how it was all her idea because everyone hates you. And, like, everybody has shit to say about Regina. And she fucking storms out talking about how all these people are horrible. They all hate me. And it's all your fault, talking to Katie. And then she gets hit by a goddamn bus.
Yeah.
Which is silly as hell.
Instant karma.
But yeah, it's like, when you've elevated characters to such an extreme, there was not going to be a single resolution that is satisfactory to anybody. There was not going to be, within the time span of this movie, or a book for that matter, where Regina was going to learn a lesson realistically and come to terms with she should not be saying horrible things about people while pretending to be their friends. She shouldn't, and flipping that, shouldn't be saying horrible things to people that are her friends. Like Gretchen and
poor
Karen.
Gretchen,
like, poor Gretchen and Karen, like both of them.
Well, Karen... Well, yeah, no, Gretchen, I really sincerely believe that Gretchen and Karen were not very bad people. They just, like, they just listened to Regina, and that's it.
And Regina just fucking used them.
Yeah. That makes me sad.
Yeah. And once Regina was hit by a car and put in a back brace, she got a lot of sympathy, but also she lost that fear of other people. While it is unrealistic, it did take away all that power that she had. Yeah, she got sympathy, but she suddenly wasn't the popular girl to be feared because Katie goes off, joins the mathletes, wins the fucking regional competition, runs to the Spring Fring Plum and becomes...
Wait, say that again?
Spring Fring Plum and becomes Plum Queen.
Plum Queen.
Plum Queen with...
That sounds disgusting.
With Regina's boyfriend, the Plum Queen, which is dumb as hell because he got no...
Samuel,
what's his tits?
It starts with an O.
Yeah.
Something O.
And suddenly, she's like, well, I learned a lot. The principal is like, you know, you don't have to give a speech. Most people just take the crown and go. Which is funny as hell.
Yeah, he does it, like, a couple of different times.
And she realizes, like, we've been through some shit, and Regina did not deserve this, what happened to her, being hit by a literal bus. But in the end, like, we are all the Plum Queen. Giving it to Gretchen and Karen for being the best friends of blah, 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 whatever. I forget the words. Giving it to Regina for still looking good in a back brace. Giving it to the girl that was like, that hair must have taken hours. And like all the people that deserve recognition for the work that they do. Because, you know, with Regina being the fucking queen bee of the school, just surviving took a lot of work. You know?
She's a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
But also, I have a long nose hair.
I've been dealing with one, and I'm too scared to pluck it because I think it's going to really fucking hurt.
Oh, it will, but...
It'll hurt like a goddamn bean.
But the thing of it is, after you get it done and pluck it out and get rid of it, so satisfying. Like, it's weird. It hurts, and it's a bitch. But, like, I can't even find which one of mine is. It's, like, bothering me.
So, Jack.
Yeah.
I'm going to flip the script on you today.
Oh, no. What he didn't do?
Because I'm going to give Mean Girls a 5 out of 5.
I think I pooped my pants.
You're wearing shorts.
Shh, don't tell me.
It is a goddamn perfect movie. It is really fucking good. It is funny. It's relatable. There is something for people of all ages to enjoy here.
It's pretty good.
How many Jack snacks do you give Mean Girls?
I love this movie. It's one of my comfort movies, besides the movie Sing.
Sang.
I love that
movie. Oh, there's a second one coming out.
I know, December.
December something.
22nd, I think.
So how many Jack Snacks do you give Mean Girls?
I might give it a 5.2.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. It's one of my favorites. I will always watch this.
It is good. It is so fucking good. It is... If you want to base it on just your expectations, when you look at it, your expectations aren't very high. And I'm being completely fucking honest.
Yeah.
On its face, it does not look like it's going to be the fucking banger that it turns out to be.
You know, there are quite a few movies like that that are like people would immediately assume they're chick flicks.
Yeah, just write it off.
And then, like, it's some of the funniest fucking shit you'll ever see in your life. Like the movie Bridesmaids.
I need to watch that one, don't
I? Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Anything with Melissa McCarthy in it. I'm not kidding. Anything with her in it.
Okay. Anywho's it. We did say Little Nicky was coming next, so goddamn Little Nicky. But
weren't we supposed to watch... Didn't I say that we have one more movie, like, I mentioned last week? 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to watch that, like...
Little Nicky can fucking wait.
Yeah. Ten Things I Hate About You is one of the best movies. And I know you'll like it. I love it. It's one of my favorites.
Until next time, Jack.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make Fetch happen.
I will not.